Today we're going to keep this practical and focused, and the goal is simple. We want to make your drum and bass production feel more intentional inside Ableton. Even if you're working fast and even if your ideas still feel rough, a lot of producers get stuck because they're waiting for everything to sound polished too early. But in DNB, momentum matters. Energy matters. Clear decisions matter. So instead of overthinking every sound, the move is to build strong foundations first, then shape the details once the groove is already working. Start with the drums. In this style, the drums carry so much of the identity. Whether you're making something dark and stripped back, heavy and aggressive, or more rolling and musical, the drum relationship sets the tone immediately. Get your kick and snare talking to each other first. Make sure the snare feels like the anchor. Then fit the kick around it so the groove feels locked, not crowded. Inside Ableton, that means keeping your drum samples organized and auditioning them in context, not in solo for too long. A snare can sound huge on its own and still fail once the bass comes in. So build around the actual groove. If needed, layer your snare for body, crack, and top-end snap, but stay intentional. Every layer should have a job. Here's your first listening check. Listen for whether the snare is truly leading the groove or whether it's getting softened by everything around it. In drum and bass, the snare often acts like the statement point of the rhythm. If that hit doesn't feel convincing, the whole track can feel smaller than it really is. From there, bring in your hats, rides, shuffles, and ghost percussion. This is where movement starts to happen. Keep it controlled. Fast genres can trick you into adding too much too quickly. You don't need constant complexity. You need a groove that breathes. Small timing shifts, velocity changes, and subtle differences between hits can do more than stacking endless percussion loops. This works so well in DNB because speed already creates excitement. You don't need to force energy into every gap. In fact, when you leave a little space, the rhythm feels heavier and more confident. That contrast is powerful. Next, turn your attention to the bass. Once again, think function first. Is this bass here to provide weight, movement, texture, or the main hook? It can do more than one thing, but one role should lead. In Ableton, that usually means getting the sub stable first. Keep it clean, centered, and readable. Then shape your mid-bass layer around it. If your bass sound is more complex, don't judge it only by how wild it sounds in solo. Judge it by how clearly it speaks against the drums. A huge patch with too much movement can actually weaken a drop if it masks the kick and snare. Sometimes the strongest bass choices are the ones that leave just enough room for the rhythm section to punch through. Here's another listening check. When the full groove is playing, listen for whether the sub feels steady underneath the track, or whether it disappears and reappears depending on the bass processing. You want the low end to feel trustworthy. If the sub feels inconsistent, the whole track loses confidence. Arrangement is where producers often either level up or start losing that idea. So keep the structure clear. Build tension with purpose, then reward it. In DNB, transitions matter because the genre moves fast. Your listener is constantly processing impact, motion, and change. If the arrangement is too flat, the track feels long. If it changes too often without a clear theme, it feels scattered. Try this mindset. Introduce only the elements needed to establish the groove, then save some variation for later. Let your first drop prove the core idea. Let the second drop evolve it. That evolution might come from a bass change, a drum switch up, added fills, filtered automation, or a new counter element. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It just has to feel earned. Inside Ableton, automation is one of your biggest tools for this. Filter movement, reverb throws, delay tails, utility gain changes, and subtle texture fades can all help sections feel alive without rewriting the whole track. That's a professional move. You're not just stacking loops, you're guiding attention. And while you do that, keep checking the balance between impact and clarity. DNB can get dense very quickly. If too many bright sounds, aggressive mids, and busy transients are all competing at once, the drop starts to blur. So make decisions. If the bass is taking the spotlight, let some percussion step back. If the drums need to punch harder, trim competing sustain from the synths. A useful Ableton habit here is grouping related sounds and shaping them together. Group your drums. Group your basses. Group your musical layers. Then use bus processing gently to make each family feel more cohesive. Not over-compressed, not flattened, just more unified. That helps the mix feel intentional early on, which makes writing easier. Don't forget the emotional side either. Even in technical DNB, there's always a feeling underneath the sound design. It might be tension, uplift, menace, urgency, or release. The best tracks make that emotional direction obvious. So as you build, keep asking yourself what the listener is supposed to feel when the drop lands. That question can simplify a lot of production decisions. If you ever feel stuck, strip the track back to the essentials: drums, sub, main bass idea, and one supporting texture. If that combination already hits, you're onto something. If it doesn't, adding more layers usually won't fix it. Tighten the core first. That's producer discipline, and it pays off. Also remember this: a clean, focused idea will almost always beat a messy, overbuilt one. So don't let perfectionism slow you down. Get the groove right. Get the low end believable. Make the arrangement tell a story. Then refine. To wrap this up, the big takeaway is that strong drum and bass production in Ableton comes from clarity of role, confidence in the groove, and smart control of energy. Build your drums so they lead. Make the bass support the rhythm instead of fighting it. Use arrangement and automation to guide tension and release. And keep listening in context, because that's where the real answers are. Now take this into your session. Build a short 8 or 16 bar loop with drums, sub, and one main bass layer. Then ask yourself two things. Does the snare command the groove? And does the sub feel solid all the way through? If you can get those two right, you're already building on strong ground. Keep going. That's how proper D&B records start.